Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello,
Yay!
Everyone.
And we're so excited to be here and so excited for you to be here. And if you are here or when you are here, let us know about it. So in the chat, just tell us where you're from, because, oh my gosh, that is so exciting to see where
we're
from.
I'd love to see
from.
That.
Yes, yes, yes. And because, you know, we feel you. We just want to know who the bodies are that are behind what we feel.
I'm feeling Jennifer's coming. Michael, hurry up. You're missing the best part. You know, I'm going to be watching the chat room and interacting with these two. So come on in and I will do my best. If you have questions, I will be the one dodging back and forth like this to see what those are. And
yes, she is that master tech person that
and yes, and I'm really good about interrupting a steady flow of conversation to get your question in. So come on in and ask the question.
Yeah, I'll interrupt. You have questions because this is a really exciting show tonight. I know you're going to have questions. Yes. And so, you know, you're all familiar with Sarah because she's been on here before, but she has just accomplished a really cool task, project. I mean, this is an accomplishment to do. And we're going to talk about it, about like what was behind the motivation, what the motivation was that was behind this. But yeah, you just came out with a book. I mean, how exciting is that?
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, Sarah Breastman Cosme, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited.
Very happy to have you.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh my gosh. This is, you know, and it's been so fun because you've been talking about, actually it hadn't been that long, but this was a quarantine project, right?
Uh-huh. Everything for a while is going to be considered the quarantine project. Right?
Why not? I mean, it's going to show all the good that came from this.
I was just trying to avoid cleaning out my closet.
Well, you know,
I never did it.
Yeah, I wish that my motivation to not clean out the closet had been productive like that. I think I got in the Netflix series that had 10 seasons, but my closet.
Mine's partially done. Does that count?
I have a notebook, and I still have stuff in the closet that should go. But.
Okay, Tracy.
I do have the quarantine new floor though.
Oh,
yes, you do.
That's amazing.
Yes, you
do. I put it on the floor. Mm-hmm. So Judy is saying it's an excellent book. And Tiffany, darling, is saying,
thank you. Thank you.
Yes, it's a wonderful, I mean, and it is. And I'm sorry, I have not finished it yet, but I'm over halfway. I'm like three quarters of the way. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know where I'm at?
Where?
The judge.
Where you are?
Where I am, yes. I'm actually, I think I just finished or I'm in the middle of the judge.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And we know what that, yeah, we know about that.
Know.
That's all I'm going to say.
There's some secret conversation going on here.
This is an inside thing.
We've known each other before.
We have known each other for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not me.
Many lifetimes.
Yeah. Tracy, we've got to figure this out. So your connection.
I don't know how I fit in, but in my screen, I'm right in the middle. So I must be a connector.
Well,
I know on the screen that goes out to everyone, I'm not in the middle, but that's okay.
Well, weren't you told? I think you were told that at one time, weren't you?
I'm a connector?
Yeah.
You're something like, yeah, a connector.
I'm an activator of activators.
There you go. Yeah.
And I tell you what, that is like the funnest job on the entire planet. I am so excited about my assignment, right?
Really? I mean, you get to watch everybody.
I don't have to go out into the world of worlds. I get to have the people that are already like going, I have purpose. I'm like, come here, come a little closer. I want to just activate that just a little bit more.
Oh, that's amazing.
And hey, everybody, I just want to give you, I don't know if it's warning or what. She'll activate.
There's a banner running down the bottom of the screen.
Here's the disclaimer.
Warning.
Whatever you want to call it. But she activates, but she also.
Yes.
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
It comes with a little foot to the
right.
As well.
Like, we don't need that.
To do that yet? Are you doing that yet? Should we show everyone what that looks like?
What, do you have a picture? Or you just want to do it? I mean,
I'll do it to Sarah. I'll do it to Sarah.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, Sarah, because I get enough of it.
Yeah. Julia has the power to disconnect me.
So you went to Julia.
So Sarah, I want you to tune into the audience, and we've got a few listeners out there right now. Actually, quite a few listeners. You bring a crowd. And I want you to just tune in to a general message that the collective that is watching right here, right now needs to hear. What do they need to hear?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's so much that I would think they would need to hear.
The first
no,
thing.
No, no, not like that.
Thing, the first
you
thing.
Get out of this. Get out of here.
Okay. All right.
Just go into the heart center. What do they need to hear?
Well, what I was learning about even today in my session is that there is so much energy on the planet right now. And it's just bringing up so much stuff from people. And it's really difficult. It's not really easy to clear this trauma from your ancestral line, from everything that has ever really happened to you in all your lifetimes. And so much of that is being cleared right now. And the energy is here to clear all of that and to help us become better human beings. So it'll get better. That's my message.
That's your message. I just had a fly lamp on me. Did you guys see?
Well, and I would just say, why does it need to be cleared? Let's just get down to brass tacks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I asked that question. Why? And it's where does this energy come from? I was really curious. Where does this come from? Why is it here right now? Why now? And where does it come from? And they were saying that we've been asking for it. We've been wanting this. We're ready now. We've hit a point where we're ready to clear this trauma, this energy.
When you say we've been asking for it, now we all have kids and we know that we've used that line. You're asking for it. Now, is it kind of like that with the shaky finger by the parent?
No, it's supposed to be exciting. Okay. You're supposed to just surrender. Don't hold it back.
Even all growth is exciting and it means growth, right? It's not necessarily pleasant.
No.
But we love it when we get on the other side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I personally don't like it very much, this whole clearing all this stuff.
Yeah.
I like it when I feel good.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? And apparently I'm really tuning into parenthood right now, is when the parents say, back when I was a kid, I climbed uphill both ways in the snow. That's where we're at.
Right.
See, the bell proves it. And now I'm going to shut my phone off.
But my real motivation behind writing this book is that I personally know that someone doesn't have to remember what happened to them in these civilizations to heal. They can read this and it will trigger something within them. And I personally know this because about a couple of years ago, I had a client come who was a friend of mine, and she recognized me in a session. And in that session, I was her sister, and my arm was dislocated, or my shoulder was dislocated. And it was the left shoulder. And most of my life, I've had this shoulder, just this weird issue with my left shoulder. Really didn't think anything of it. And I didn't think anything of it during the session. But what happened was the next day I was driving my car and I realized, oh my God, my shoulder was healed from her retelling this past life and just me hearing it.
Yes.
So I knew that if I wrote this book, people could heal without remembering it.
Yeah,
so it's almost like a group regression. What?
You make the connection. You know, you make that connection. That's the aha, and that's all you have to have. However, you need that information to make the connection.
Exactly. And a person doesn't have to actually remember. They might feel something. I've heard from many people that they've read the book and they felt something. One person said that in her dreams, she released the karma.
Fantastic.
It's amazing. And it's amazing the effects it can have on people. Just this realization of who we really are. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that they really wanted to get out. who we really are, where we come from, and why we're all here right now, and what we're really doing.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back to this. Who's they?
So they, okay, so in a QHHT session, it's the SC. It's the subconscious, or all that is, or it's everything. And I call them they because they often answer with we, or they often say we want this, or the answer is like a collective. And sometimes they can have different names for it.
I love it. Okay, we do have a question in the chat room. I'm not sure if it's relevant yet because I wanted to listen to your story, but I see there's a question. Do you want me to read it? We're just all going to hope that it's appropriate.
Let's go ahead and kind of intro the book a little bit, and then we can maybe, rather than, because I do want people to, we'll do it now and also later, because you were being pushed to do this.
Yeah.
Right? You say that in the book too. And then and if we can talk about the title, because that's huge right there, just what it's about. Go ahead and bring it up, Tracy, if you can.
Here's the book. Mm-hmm. You guys are interested. That is on Amazon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I wasn't thinking ahead of time, but while they talk, I'm going to find the Amazon link and put it in the chat room for you guys.
Aw,
thanks. And I'll let Julia work while I work.
Yeah, so it's and I love the title, again, it's the hypnotist. I'm trying to remember the in-between part to Atlantis.
The hypnotist journey.
Okay, yeah,
journey to Atlantis.
It's like a first-hand account of all these experiences. And that's what's so cool about these sessions is you're right in there. And you get right on. And then you were getting this information from a lot of different people. And it was kind of like the way Mom would do her books. You know, she would get different, get information from several people, put the puzzle together. And then it was like, because if you get it from more than one, and definitely more than two, then you start going, there's something to this.
Well, I think what it all boils down to is your mom really didn't like to leave loose ends. There was so much more to get out to the world. And I can't see things like some other people, but my clients would say, oh, she's right here. And I would just believe it after hearing it so many times. Yeah. But I felt pushed, definitely. I never was going to write a book at all. I was just completely pushed because there were so many coincidences and so many clients would just come and share the same stories of the same time period of Atlantis or Lemuria. And at first I thought, every QHHT practitioner has a lot of clients that share stories about those civilizations because it's really common. But then I noticed, no, they're coming here for a reason. And I found out that they were coming to my office because I live in the closest point to where this one facility in Atlantis was. And they were coming to almost reclaim a piece of their soul, so to speak.
Wow.
And I was told that a piece of my soul would finally rest after I got this information out to the world.
That would be a big push. Yeah. You will not rest until
I want to thank Renee in the chat room for beating me to the punch on posting that Amazon link. Thank you, Renee.
Oh, good.
This all started when I just asked one of my friends if she would be a subject for a QHHT because I was going to get the level 3 and I just didn't feel good at the time about charging anybody. So I wanted to, and plus I found out that the class was going to be held in Orlando. I thought, oh my gosh, I better, get my video together. So I had to find somebody and that'd be willing. And so I asked one of my friends who I spent so much time with her and I never told her anything about what I was into because I just let people come to me. Usually people come to me. If they know what I do, I don't usually ask other people. They just know and they come to me when they need me. Well, I said, would you be a subject for this thing called QHHT? It's, it's like an amazing journey inwards and you can really reconnect with yourself. And in a session, you can find out valuable information about who you really are and your true purpose. And you can even heal your body if you have anything, you want to heal. And she said, what? That's what you do? And I thought, oh my gosh, here we go. She's going to say you're crazy and all this stuff. And she said, I've been looking for something like this. And I thought, are you serious? We spend so much time together at the playground watching your kids. You've been looking for something like this? And she said, yes, I've been diagnosed with this brain condition called pseudotumor cerebri. And it's basically, she said, first of all, I haven't told anybody about this, but I've been suffering. And basically, it was causing a lack of vision in one eye, severe headaches. And she was working really closely with this medical team at the University of Miami. She had these medical specialists, and they had put her on this really heavy duty medication. And as you guys know, I was telling her, you know, you can heal this in a session. This happens all the time in these sessions, and it's actually very easy. You just need to get the message. It's what your body is saying. And once the message is heard, it can instantly be released and healed. So she agreed to do this session with me because she was also kind of desperate at that time. And she had three kids, and her team of specialists said, well, there's really no cure for this. There's nothing else you can do except be on this medication. The prognosis was really grim. So she did a session, and in this session, it was really interesting. We learned that in her past life, she had uncovered all this really amazing information about Atlantis and Lemuria. It had taken her a while in that past life to uncover this. And then her purpose in that lifetime was to share it with the world. But the problem was, this was like the 70s, and she was called crazy, lobotomized, and she jumped off a bridge. And right before she hit the water, they took her, snatched her up, and said, nope, you got to do this again. Well, this is her next life, and she's here to do this again. Yeah. And so this information is so important to share with the world. And I know you guys probably know this, but get ready to get your mind blown, okay? So as we were working, pulling all this information out, you know, I was so curious, why would Atlantis go to Lemuria? You know, it's not an advanced civilization. What would they want from them anyway? And apparently the Lemurians had this.
This was something that was new to me, because I always had the understanding, probably until recently, that Lemuria was before Atlantis. And so this is kind of a new thought that they were both at the same time.
They were on different.
They coexisted.
Yeah, they coexisted, but they were on separate parts of the world. And the Lemurians didn't go to Atlantis because they didn't have the technology, which I found out why they didn't have the technology and why Atlanteans did. And so they went, so the Atlanteans came because there was a virus in Atlantis, and it was plaguing the, you know, it was a bad virus, and people were dying from it. And in fact, they were burning bodies. And a lot of my clients would describe Atlantis as having a smog. And that was because it was during this time with the virus, and they were burning the bodies. So anyway, oh, that's interesting. And then we found out about the quarantine. That's interesting. Oh, the vaccine. Oh, okay. Then the side effects of the vaccine. And then it happened here. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Then the old leader dies. There's a new leader. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is getting even crazier. The side effects of the vaccine weren't known right away. It wasn't until the first set of children started being born. And what was happening was these vaccines, well, it wasn't a needle back then. It was like a slit in the arm where they would put this vaccine in, and then it was covered up with this putty type material. They were mixed with animal DNA. So they thought it was a huge success, and people stopped dying from the virus. So they thought, this is great. And when the first set of children started being born, they were born with animal side effects. And this basically led to the destruction. But I'm not saying this to scare anybody, like, oh no, we're heading in this direction.
Right.
It's not really that way at all. See, what I've learned from these sessions is that humanity evolves in cycles. So it's like you get close to where you left off and you go a little higher and then you do it again. And it just keeps, it's like an evolvement in cycles. It's not like this. You don't just keep going up and everything's better and better. It's just the way humanity seems to evolve. So just because we're reaching this similar point, it's actually good, because apparently, according to the higher selves of people, we're doing things differently. And a big thing that we're doing differently is this judgment of other people, because in Atlantis, there was a lot of that. There was so much judgment and shunning people. And what happened towards the end was there was a group of elites, basically, and then almost everybody else were basically slaves. So
I have a weird question. I hope I don't put you on the spot with it, but maybe we can all kind of collectively tune into this question. Because we're experiencing, as you said, the same sort of thing this go around, but we have the volunteers here. So how might that make it different?
Right. Well, I think that's why they're here, to make it different. Okay. I mean, we can't go in that direction with the amazing beings that are on the planet right now and the amazing children that have been born. We're just completely right. different. If you look at us as a society, you know, of course there's the people that, you know, play their role as the negative or whatever. But if you look at our society, we are evolving. And it is exciting. There's only good things to come aside from this purging.
So would you say, because of that cycle and you know how it's like the similar thing and everything, would you say, I've heard this before and I just want to know if you've gotten this, is that many of the people that are here now were in these societies back there, and it's kind of like it coming back to either take it on or correct or something?
Definitely. And that's what's happening. So that's why so many people can relate or remember Atlantis or Lemuria, because we're here at like the end of those civilizations, because we're all here back together again. Because after those civilizations were destroyed, there was so much karma to account for. There was so much trauma. And then poof, it's gone. Both of those civilizations had to get together and choose a time period to get together again and do things differently. And that's why we're here now. So we're here to really go further together.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes, definitely.
Do it right or better or something this time.
Well, that's another thing. Karma is not a punishment. It's not at all. It's just a chance to do things differently.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, so now is that question that was in the chat room, would it be appropriate now?
I mean, it's not with the Atlantean per se, but it kind of ties into my question about the three waves of the volunteers and stuff. So this is from Lenny, and all your experiences with wave two new earthers who ask their purpose but are just supposed to be. Does the SC ever give advice as to other things for these people to do in individual cases? I have answers to that, but I'm going to throw it at you, Sarah.
I'm sure you do. Well, it seems to be so individual, but the people going, is this about the people going to the new earth?
This is the second wave.
The second wave of volunteers, the ones that are told to just be.
Yeah.
They're just holding space and holding energy, holding the frequencies.
They're lovers. Well, a lot of times those people are empaths, and a lot of times they take on so much stuff from other people. And that's really one of the reasons why they're here, to learn how to get rid of other people's stuff and to learn to live their own life, to learn, you know, to do things that they love to do and to experience, you know, this experience and make it fun, you know.
I'm going to kind of piggyback on that. Is that okay? Because I agree, they are quite the empaths. And in my sessions, it turns out that they're actually the ones that are purging the ancestral karma. And so that just be is them being that purge, that vessel to move that energy out. And some of them are actually starting to get reassigned because their jobs are done. So that's kind of fun and exciting too. So I'm
there's this great, there's a great book that can help with empath. It's called Self-Care for the Self-Aware. It's just really, really, really helpful.
I love that.
Well, and the message I kept getting was like that to be, you're here, right, to hold the energy, to do these things like that and everything. And then it's like, if you'll just do what you love to do, just do whatever brings you joy, whatever brings you bliss. And like you said, that's very individual, you know, as to what that is for each person. Because if you're in that bliss energy, that, you know, loving what you do, then you can work with this other in a whole different way. You know, you're not just dreading everything that happens and being attacked all the time, being the victim. You're in this joy and you're spreading that joy energy.
Oh, definitely. I love that.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Left
shoulder too, saying other people are saying that they've also healed the shoulder thing. So I just wanted
to
throw that out there.
Great. I wonder if there's something. So what is it about the left shoulder? I've had some off and on things with my left shoulder just recently.
Really?
And so it's like, what, I wonder what that is about. So what are we getting that's what's that? I mean, it's probably individual.
For me, it was carrying the weight of the world a lot of times on my shoulders. And that was from the past. That was like the weight I was carrying from the past.
Shouldering.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think my left shoulder was in the soul seat.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. Yeah. Because you're the seat belt.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were feeling pushed to do this, and you were feeling, and you kept getting more and more information. Like I said, everybody is coming to you and doing this. Okay. Now here's the pieces coming together. And then, but you actually got like a message is this must go out. Like you said, you will not rest until your soul would not rest until this is out.
I was told repeatedly to just get this information out as soon as possible because the world is ready for it now. And I was like, why now? Why now is everybody ready? And they just kept saying that we've hit a point in our evolution where everybody's ready to know what really happened before they weren't. Because as your mom said, if people aren't ready, the information could be like poison. Mm-hmm. So now people are ready. So the information is helpful.
You know, I can get that. I can see how without name, I mean, how do you do this? How do I tell this without identifying some things? But I can see that. Okay, let me just do it. The class that you got some information in that happened.
Oh.
Like the last class that we did.
Yeah.
And what happened, you know, because it was pretty alarming information that came through
in
that class, and people reacted in different ways to that information. So I can kind of get it how it won't always be necessarily well received. Now, was that really vague enough? Was that good?
That was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know if we want to narrow it in a little bit more or if you feel like we're good there.
I think we're good. Like the idea behind it is how impactful. Yeah.
It was like some things that were discovered. I mean, really, what's interesting is, you know, for so long Atlantis has been painted as this gorgeous city. It's almost like this utopian place, and everything's perfect, and all this wonderful stuff, and your book is describing a little bit different place. It's like, it wasn't so rosy. And that information
makes sense, right?
Well, you know, I thought it was this beautiful place too. I was so, surprised, but don't get me wrong. It used to be early Atlantis was different. And it seemed like the mer people, the mermaids, which were men and women, and the humans got together and, you know, they traded like different foods and everything. And it was a very basic, beautiful existence where they were completely free. But the new leader that went to Atlantis took over the situation and used the people as his slaves, basically, and just controlled them. And he controlled them by withholding information, which I thought was really interesting. He didn't let them know basically who they really were. And he had them build things for him. And he just, was not the nicest person. And that led to that type of culture of not nice people.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you talk about Atlantis, because this is one of the things that Mom discovered, it wasn't like it was just a city at like a short period of time. It's like it covered a long period of time.
Oh, yes. A long period of time. But the book basically takes place mostly at the end.
At the end.
You know, okay. What happened to it? Why is it gone right now?
Right. Okay. And then you have Lemuria happening right on the other side of the world.
Right. And I'm sure that lasted a really long time too. And this was the, you know, the end of it, the fall of it too.
Yeah.
Which happened really close to one another.
Yeah. But yeah, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to, but I think you did share last time. I mean, because you've had some of these are your sessions that you had.
Right.
Yourself,
which was funny because, I mean, everything is so divinely put into your life. I mean, I wouldn't have gotten those pieces of the puzzle had I not been at the class, had someone not do a session on me, I would have not known those things. So it was so meant to be. It was like the universe just found different ways to put all this information into my lap, basically. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that I've written this book before, but it's a little different. Of course I did.
Like, where's that copy? I would just
I just did the other copy. This is key.
Well, it's totally destroyed by now because okay. I think, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Of course, just repeating the same thing until I get it right.
Mm-hmm. Get it right. But you picked a nice cover for it this time, so I hope it survives.
Maybe I'll come back a couple thousand years from now, write it again.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope we're here to interview you for that.
Me too. You know what? You probably will be. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, that's exactly. Can we have a little vacation life in between there? Maybe visit a planet that's got lounge chairs, beaches, and Cabana Boys, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's me with the fans.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what are we doing?
No, we need some grapes.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I'm in. I'm all about it. See you guys in a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
We should mix it up a little bit, though. You should come back as a male.
Oh, I've tried that.
Well, you've been a male. You were a male in several of those lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. She was, this time she was a female.
That's right.
Yeah. It's up for grabs what you want to be next time.
Maybe, you know, it makes you wonder if you're just like doing a coin toss or something up there. Okay, what are you going to be? Female. Okay. That's 2 out of 3.
And I think I've been a man. It's just so funny because all these lives that she sees, and many times, I mean, several of them, it's been Yumi and Kaya in them. Kaya is always a male. It's so funny. But you and I are always males, but it's like, what?
I know. They need to show us, next time they need to show us that we're all sisters so we can make fun of Kaya later.
Yeah, you got to put Kaya in a dress or something.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, because I'm always short.
You know what? Make it like short. Like way before clothing was ever a thing. Make it back in that time frame.
Oh, yeah.
That would really humble him up a bit.
That person that came up with that drawing.
Oh.
Right.
That was very similar.
I don't know people about that because I know what you mean, but I don't think the audience.
Well, I think we need to, if you could shed, because where did that come from? I mean, it was like, what on earth is this? And it was like somebody created that from the session that, was it that session or no, it was the one from Egypt, wasn't it? Or which one was it?
We were in Egypt and it was the level 2 class and they decided to regress me. I don't know why, but they decided to regress me. And so I was up at the, front of the room, and they regressed me, and I recalled this other lifetime in Egypt. And this one student was so moved by it that he said he was going to forget the name of the painting. And I'm sorry, I forget his name, but it was really amazing. That he was going to make a painting to it. And it was really an amazing picture that he drew, that he created, that he got from going deeper into his meditation.
Yeah. And that, we looked pretty hot.
We did. I know. I had like abs.
I only saw a little cell phone digital copy of it, but I do have to say.
I had abs.
Pretty hot.
Ew. That was not the way I remember your description.
This, no, but I like the ab picture better.
I've got kind of a deep question in here, and I think there is a good answer to it. So I kind of want to bring it up, if that's okay. And the question is, what are the opinions about transgender people?
Oh, well, I've heard sometimes the person wasn't totally ready to be a different sex yet. They had spent most of their time as a different sex, and then they were like kind of rushed into it, and then they found themselves in a body and they're like, wait a minute, I just have memories of being a different sex, and I don't feel like I'm in the right body, because they're not used to it. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, there's that, and also because you've got to be both, because that creates a balance. And like you said, right. And maybe it's been a male many times, and now all of a sudden it's like you've got to be a female because you got to balance this energy out.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, this is so different.
Or they're here to teach people, not to label, not to judge, and to just be themselves despite like what society says too.
Well, and so many, remember, these volunteers that are coming in, they're coming from other planets and other dimensions. And many of those don't have gender.
It's really weird that that question came up, because I swear to God, it was either this morning or yesterday. That answer just popped into my head and I didn't know where it came from. So now I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted to ask the question, because I thought, how odd is that? I just had that pop in my head. And the answer was what you said, Julia, is that the volunteers are coming from gender neutral vibration.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because they are carrying that higher vibration, they don't need to identify with any one certain thing, or, it's more of a love for all versus identifying with any particular thing. Yeah. So yes to all of that. I mean, absolutely, it's happening.
Yeah. And because of that, see, then it makes it so the ones that are feeling uncomfortable in their skin, it allows everybody to get more adjusted to it. It's like, I'm okay with however I am. And that's really the lesson and the message.
I love that.
And I love that, because the audience is kind of getting into that too, and they're all putting in the same kinds of answers as well. Right. So you guys are awesome. Thank you for participating in that chat room.
I mean, but when you think
Sarah, about it, you're going to have to go in and read, by the way, because I'm not reading this all to you.
Okay. But when you think about it, just this one, Atlantis we're talking about, we're pulling that out and looking at it closer. I mean, how long ago was that? And then how much, and then like you said, the amount of time it covered, it was a huge amount of time. And then all the time that's been since then, there have been lives, this ain't our first rodeo.
No.
We've been around a while doing this stuff. And so all of these things are coming. Like, now it's time to deal with it, to work.
Right. Oh, I love that. Now it's time to deal with it. Wonderful. It's basically what's happening on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. With everybody.
Yeah, it's like this morning when I was doing the show, something really cool happened. We were talking about near-death experiences. So we're talking, it's like we're at all of a sudden at one point, I don't remember what we were talking about specifically, but it was like this conversation. It showed me, I don't know if it was somebody's epiphany or what, but we were looking death in the face and seeing, this is kind of a similar thing. We're looking at it and going, hey, what are you about? And then going forward with it. And it's like, it's nothing to be afraid of. And it's like, kind of, this is the same thing. It's like, it's time to deal with these things. You can't push them under the rug. We got to look at them.
Right.
We did this stuff.
Right.
energetically, it's all here. Like you said, it's in the lineage. It's in everything. It's in the land. Ooh, they just showed me the land. It's in the land. You know, the earth knows this stuff. She's been here. She's like, hey, you want the finger shaking?
And how many clients have we had that work with the crystals and the minerals of the earth to bring that information forward too? And a lot of healing going into that as well. I've had many people that work with healing the crystals within the inner earth. And so, yeah, all of that stuff's so magical to me. It's just like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in a story, you know, like a fantasy or something, but yet this is stuff that actually exists and does happen.
Well, and that's exactly what this book is doing, because it's like, okay, in our mind, Atlantis was this story. It's a fable almost, you know, but now it's like, no, this is real.
Right.
In fact, you were probably there.
Right. You probably were.
And so deal with it. Now come forward and take off the rose colored glasses about it. And because that's the thing that kept getting me was like, yeah, this isn't the Atlantis I remember hearing about.
Right.
This is like this version of, I mean, it's like any civilization, you know, they get to these points and stuff. And it was like, it's funny that we remember either, like you said, that was the early Atlantis, and that's the only part we're going to choose to remember.
Right.
Or we're just going to just kind of put a smoke screen over it and just make it pretty looking or something. And it's like, oh, well.
maybe that's why the information wasn't available all the way to us. I mean, I know your mom got a lot of the information.
Yeah. Now you said something really interesting when we were all together in Fort Lauderdale, and you said that this picked up where mom's books left off. And
well, so my client, Jen, the one that I asked to be my subject to begin all this, she had never even heard of Dolores. She hadn't read any of the books, which made her an excellent subject. And I also really wanted to make sure this information was credible, but I knew she didn't know anything about this stuff. She had no way of it, you know? And so she kept asking me to borrow some of my books while we were doing the, you know, learning all this stuff. And I was like, no, just wait, you know, just wait. And I told her why, just because I wanted to make sure this information was valid. I just didn't want her to read it because maybe she would remember it, you know, would change the validity of it. And so when we were uploading our books and we were finished, and she had already uploaded hers, I gave her all the books. I was like, okay.
She wrote a book at the same time about her.
She did. And her book, maybe we could put a link in it too. It's an amazing book. It's her experience of living this lifetime. It's called Child of the Universe by J.L.F. Sullivan.
Child of the
Universe. It's on Amazon as well. So anyway, so I
told her Renee does.
What?
She's going to try and beat Renee. Okay.
So I gave her all the books and she just dived right in. She was so excited. She just looked at, you know, especially the convoluted universes books for her. She was really excited about.
That's where those stories are. Yeah.
And she hasn't read one of them with Phil anyway, but I want to lend her to her because so much of that information was what she was recounting. So she called me and she just was beside herself. And I was like, what is it? What is it? And she was so excited. She was like, you will never believe this. We picked up right where Dolores left off. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And she just didn't want to leave loose ends.
No, and that's a total mom thing to do. I totally get mom would absolutely do that. We didn't, you know, there's more story. Yeah.
And you know, what's really funny. I just thought, why me? You know, why me? And one of my clients right after I finished the book said, it was just so funny and such a coincidence. She said, you know, I was watching one of your earliest videos on my YouTube channel and you asked Dolores if she can write a book with you. And I think it's so funny that you published this book. And I thought, I asked.
Well, Renee beat me. So good. Okay. So now it's in there twice, but awesome. I love it. I love it.
But that just showed you, you know, you ask, you will receive. And then we, but it usually comes at a time later and you forget that you asked.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot. I thought, why me? Yeah, why is all this happening to me? And it was funny because the answer on in that video was, well, then start writing. It was like just so matter of fact. And I was like, do I have to do anything? It was like silent or something. Just start writing. What are you waiting for? Or something like that.
There's about to be a lot of books coming out. I can feel it. Everybody's going to be like, Dolores. Yep.
We're actually working on another book now. We've just been, you know, I really think your mom has an agenda. She's just so much stuff because
she wrote 19 books so far.
And we know Julia doesn't really want to dive into that, right? It's like, that's how long did it take you to write Soul Speak? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So maybe Sarah, this is where you come in and
well, we'll see, you know, whatever happens. Maybe I'm sure she helps whoever asks her. So
absolutely. You just didn't resist as much as I did. That's all.
that's what we're gonna call it.
I'm a better resistor. I'm a not necessarily better. Let's call it maybe better is where I'm a really good resistor.
Really good?
Really good.
But I'm trying to come up with something really witty to say there. I got nothing.
No, I can't. Nothing else is coming in. But it's like something I'm working on. I really don't take pride in that. You know, it's like.
Well, you do have a lot going on.
Yeah. But you know, the way clears, if you will, like you like, just start writing, you know,
just but I look writing.
At, I'm going to get, personal here. You know, I look sometimes at all the things that mom did. And I used to think, you know, it's like, well, she had help. She had this, but I'm like, there's so many things. I'm like, how on earth did she do all this stuff?
Yeah.
She really, I mean, she got those books written. You know, and she was doing the sessions. She was in the, you know, now she had help. She didn't have to be running the company, you know, because that was where I was helping with that. And then we were doing the classes, but she was doing a lot of stuff, you know.
Like, she was doing sessions too, right? Well, she had to do the sessions to write the books, right?
Yeah, that's how she got the information. Yeah.
So not only is she doing the sessions, but not even with digital recording, she's doing it with the tapes.
Yeah, and then she got to digital recording. Mm-hmm. First she was transcribing, then I was transcribing. So it's like she was doing all of that first, you know, and then and then we found somebody else that would transcribe. So then that made it easier, you know, so little bits at a time.
Yeah.
To get help. You know, now there's services. There's
right.
It's really easy to do things
right
now. Yeah. Send it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was fun. I mean, I was just so curious about everything because I feel like a researcher, like I just want to know everything. I want to get deeper and deeper and I'm not done. I want to know more.
Well, see, and that's the personality that's needed for this. And that's exactly how mom was. That's why she got that good information. And then she was willing to, she would do this. And that's what they said. Why give it to just anybody? Why give this information to anybody? It needs to go out there. So we've got to give it to someone who will put it out there.
Right. Yeah. They said this information can't sit.
No, it can't sit. Yeah. And exactly. And that's what they kept telling you, you know, and you're curious. Yeah. That's that secret ingredient to be very, very curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And researcher. I mean, it's wonderful.
Well, yeah. And it's like you said, even just hearing a past life can be enough to heal whatever's going on. And I had that happen the other day. So I know that's right. And, you know, so reading this, you're bringing it even deeper into that subconscious mind because you're in that bubble, you're reading your book, you're almost in that hypnotic state of reading. And then you're taking that information in. It's got to be healing on cellular levels. So.
Oh, definitely. People have told me they've healed from it. Somebody said that she healed her eyesight, which is really amazing.
Because that would be what don't you want to see? And if they were in this destruction or in all this stuff and they're like, oh my gosh, it's here again or whatever, I don't want to see all this.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes total sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that class that I was talking about, there was a lot of healing that happened from that session, you know.
There was
the revelation that was happening there.
Yeah. Right. Because people, it triggered their memory. It triggered, or at least it triggered the healing just from healing, hearing it.
Yeah.
Which was really incredible.
Yeah. And that was another one of those that it's hard to believe that was going on. I mean, it's beautiful. Right. I mean, it's almost like Oz, you know, it's like,
right.
had the screen on, you know, the cloak of,
right.
Oh, we're wonderful here.
Right.
Really.
And it still happens to this day here on this, you know, on this earth. It's still, we still have that, you know, but we're making strides. We're getting away from it little by little through this cycle. We're purging it, getting rid of this control, these lies, these, you know, oppression little by little.
So I don't know if I cut you off, Tracy. Did you have something you wanted to ask or to say there? Okay. What else? I just looked at the time. My gosh, I don't know where that went. Oh, oh my gosh. So you were going into this, like, and what kind of moved or anything? So what is kind of, I haven't gotten to the end yet, so I don't know what your ultimate message is.
I'm not going to tell you too much about it because it's really interesting experience to read this book. So I don't want to give it away. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what your question was. What
was it? Let's go back to what is the ultimate message that you would like to give people from this experience?
Okay. The ultimate message is really just to realize that there have been limits placed on everybody. There have been things we've been told about ourselves since birth, and that to really find who you really are and really figure out what you're here for, and to shed those limits, to shed what other people have placed upon us, and to be who we're meant to be. And we're here for this experience. And one thing I did want to say, what I thought was really interesting that I found writing this book, was that women used to be in ancient times, the rulers, because we had this knowledge that was passed down through our subconscious. And this knowledge would help people stay alive because it knew, you know, we would pass this down and we knew what plants not to eat, what plants to eat, how to better our lives. And in, you know, prehistoric times, the women would keep people alive, and it was very nice civilization, very, you know, feminine ruled. Well, there's a big push to have the divine feminine reawaken. Mm-hmm. And so part of the message of this book is really the reemergence of it. And the divine masculine as well. It's a balance that we need.
Yeah. Fantastic. I just got our 1 minute warning.
Okay.
So how can people find you, Sarah, if they want to contact you, see you, whatever? How do they find you?
You can find me www.theholistichypnotist.com.
And that's in the chat. And if you are confused when I say it's in the chat, it's on bbsradio.com. Oh, I mean, Facebook, BBS Radio, not the bbsradio.com, but Facebook.
Okay. And can you show her book again? Oh, okay. But this is all about Sarah. Don't bring mine in.
And Soul Speak.
My book is next to yours.
Yeah. The big book and the little book can help you so much with your healing.
Anyway, so the Hypnotist Journey to Atlantis, and it's like the inside track on, I mean, it's really, really good information in there.
Thank you. Aww.
And I'm so proud of you, Sarah.
Thank you.
And I'm not going to listen to Julia. Please go get Soul Speak by Julia Cannon. And she has a course online, juliacannon.com, for Soul Speak, how to heal your body.
Wait, thank you, Tracy. And how can people find you very quickly?
TracyMahan.com and or go to QHHTOfficial.com. You can find us all there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything you want to know, go there. So
got a life of this going on.
Thank you so much, Sarah. That is fantastic. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. And thank you to everybody that's purchased my book. It means so much to me. And thank you to everybody who's shared about it. It really means so much to me.
In other words, share again, purchase again, do it again, because it's worth it. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.